Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on being lenient, being kind when a person is doing business. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given different people different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given one person everything. Some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them intelligence. Other people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them wealth. Some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given health. Some people Allah Pak gives them children. Some people Allah Pak don't give them children. Some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them skill. So different people Allah Pak has granted them different things. And each person in his own way, he can see what he can do to enable and assist another person, to enable and assist as far as deen is concerned. So everyone, if he applies his mind, there's something that he can do. So in these the hadiths we are doing, you can find that it's very easy if a businessman just implements these policies. Not only will there be benefit in this world also with these policies, but we can see the tremendous benefit in akhirat. Simple policies, but how far reaching they are. So these are things we should look for. These are avenues of investments that we should look for and see how we can grab upon it. For example, a person has got a little bit of handy skills. He's able to do a little bit of electrical, he's able to do a little bit of mechanical. This person is able to do a little bit of assisting in plumbing. So this person now offers his services to the masjid, to the madrasa, or to some old people around in the community, that I'm able to do this little bit of fixing. If ever you have a problem with your tap, it's leaking, or ever you got some electrical problem, or you got some other thing, you need a little bit of painting, call me, I'll be there to help you. So in his own way, in the little bit of skill Allah Pak has given him, he's doing something to invest for the akhirat. So he's not using his money, but he's using his skill. A person might be a doctor. People come and ask him at the masjid that I'm not feeling well, what medicine should I take? Or they ask him for his advice. And this person is happy to give that advice. So like that, the different abilities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. A person might think, well, I don't have any skill also, and I don't have any wealth also to contribute and assist. What can I do? He can also assist. He can maybe help to open the doors, open the windows, see that the masjid is clean. This is something that is very, very, very easy to gain sawab. And this is something that is highly recommended for us to look and see what we can do. This year in Hajj, the Hajj that passed, one youngster, he had brought a massaging gel, the one that you use for muscle pain. So this person had brought it with him. Very intelligent idea he had. Is normally in people in Hajj, because of the amount of walking you do, that your feet end up paining, your muscles start paining, especially us, we are not used to walking so long. You'll find that most people will be having some type of cramp, some type of pain. It's also a very hot day. So this youngster, what he did was, he went around the tent in Mina, and he was offering people to massage their feet. Can you imagine what a thing to do? He's taking the gel and massaging their feet, massaging their calves, pressing their feet. So he went like that, person to person, assisting them. Imagine now, here you're taking the dua of the hajis from the heart of the haji. So this is the thing we should look and see how we can get small policies we can bring in, but we're taking duas. Taking duas, not only taking duas, but we're also taking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we did in the previous ahadith. So today's hadith, and Abi Mas'udin al-Badari radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, husiba rajulun mimman kana qablakum, فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ شَيْءٌ. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud al-Badri radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person from the nations before you was called to account. He was called to account, and not a single good deed was found in his account. Not one good deed was found into his account. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ يُخَالِطُ النَّاسِ وَكَانَ مُوسِرًا. Except that this person would mix with people, and he was a wealthy person. He was a wealthy person, and he would mix with people. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ غِلْمَانُهُ أَن يَتَجَاوَزُوا عَنِ الْمُعْسِرِ. And he would tell his sons, he would tell his clerks, that what you do is that you pardon those people that are in difficulties, those people that are battling to pay. You're seeing they are finding it very hard to pay. You pardon their amounts. In other words, forgiving it, overlooking those amounts that are due to. قَالَ اللَّهُ نَحْنُ وَحَقُّ بِذَلِكَ مِنْهُ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that point Allah Pak said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِذَلِكَ مِنْهُ, that I have a greater right to pardon than him. This person went around, people were owing him money, he forgave them. So I have a greater right to forgive than this person. I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have a greater right to forgive than him. He went and he forgave the people. So then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, تَجَاوَزُوا عَنْهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter pardoned him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نَحْنُ حَقُّ بِذَلِكَ مِنْهُ تَجَاوَزُوا عَنْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then commanded that this person be forgiven, he be pardoned. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that forgive and overlook, have this quality, that you forgive and you overlook, two different things. One is overlook, you, in other words, you act as though you don't know about it. Forgiven, you already know about it, and then you're forgiving. Well, yes, fahu, you know about it, but you're acting as though I don't know. In other words, you're so accommodating in your style, in your ways, that is, it's though you are not noticing it, you're overlooking it. So forgive and overlook. Allah Pak mentions, Allah tuhibbuna ayyaghfirallahu lakum. Do you not love that Allah Pak forgives you? And Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu qal, أُتِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِعَبْدٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَقَالَ لَهُ مَاذَا عَمِلْتَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Hazrat Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu says that a servant will be brought from the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a lot of wealth. So this person now will be brought. He was a wealthy person. فَقَالَ لَهُ, it will be said to him, ماذا عملت في الدنيا? What did you do? What good deeds did you do in this world? قال ولا يكتمون الله حديث دراوي. The person who's mentioning, so he in between he's mentioning this part. ولا يكتمون الله حديث. There isn't anything that you can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything will be exposed and disclosed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال يا ربي أتيتني مالك. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had given me wealth. فكنت أبايع الناس. I would do business with people. وَكَانَ مِنْ خُلُقِي الْجَوَازِ. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was part of my nature to overlook. Allah Pak is asking, what did you do? So he's mentioning this. It was part of my nature to overlook. فَكُنْتُ أَتَيَسَّرُ عَلَى الْمُوسِرِ. What I would do is I would be lenient to the wealthy person. وَأُنْذِرُ الْمُعْسِرِ. And a person that was battling, I'll give him respite, I'll give him time. I'll give him extra time to pay. That's what I did. Person was wealthy, I would be lenient with him. Person couldn't pay, I would give him extra time. فقال الله تعالى أنا حق بذا منك تجاوزوا عن عبدي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have a greater right to do so than you. Pardon my servant. Allah Pak will say, forgive him, pardon him. فقال عقبة بن عامر وأبو مسعود الأنصاري هكذا سمعناه من في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه was a great Sahabi. And Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, they were also there. They said, this is how we heard it from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, three Sahaba are confirming this one hadith. This is how we heard it from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzayfa radiallahu anhu, Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu, Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, all are saying that this is how we heard it from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أنظر معسرا أو وضع له أظله الله يوم القيامة تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. رواه الترمذي. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who gives respite to a person in difficulty, person is in difficulty, he grants him time, he grants him respite, what will happen? أو وضع له, oh, he gives him a discount. One is he gives him extra time, or he gives him a discount. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him in favor, أَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will give him shade on the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. On that day when there is no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this person shade. Why? What an easy thing he did. That person that was battling, he gave him time, or he gave him a little bit discount. That's all he did. He gave him some time. I'm giving you extra time to pay. I'm giving you a discount. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values this so much. أَظَلَّهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him shade on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq also to bring these qualities in our life, to bring this sifat in our life. As every day is going, we're getting closer to Qiyamah. So therefore we should see that how we can start improving our life, how we can improve our business, how we can improve our family life, how we can improve our home, domestic life. Different ways we should look. And when we hear these hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately we should try and implement it. Even if it's for once in our life, but at least immediately we can implement the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can say on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, we heard the words of your Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we practiced upon it, even if it means practicing it one time. So Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.